When I first started the Safety 101 program, I took a tripod and a flip chart with me to trainings and to sales presentations where I was trying to sell Safety 101 as a concept, and I used the diagram on learning and retention. And the point I made was very simple, that most safety trainings were ears only, where a safety trainer would probably be a department manager, would come out with a clipboard and read off a series of bulleted items while a sign-off sheet was passed around the room. And 15 or 20 people would lose a half an hour work time gathering up, listening, signing, and not retaining any of the information. And then I jumped to the number 5, eyes, ears, discussion, reproduction, and use, and said that this is what I can get you if you use the Safety 101 training method, which is an in-the-moment mini-train on the job. And it didn't take a whole lot of persuasion for them to see that maybe I had a point, and perhaps that if their employees seemed to not be internalizing the safety information, not remembering it, not using it, it may have been because they were not being well-trained, and not that they just were stubborn and didn't want to follow safety rules. The second point that you can make is that the Merrill's first principles of instruction are, these are the 5 components that are necessary for an effective adult learning training. And this is something that a highly trained instructor would have trouble building a lesson plan around at times for groups of workers. You have to make sure that they're engaged in real-world problems. You're not talking about something that's not relevant to what they're doing. The learning has to have activation from prior learning, which is to say you remind them of what they already know, or you ask them to tell you what they already know. The learning is promoted when it's demonstrated. It's hard to demonstrate to a group of 15 or 20. When it's applied, where you get them doing it, you observe them, you see what they're doing. And then when it's integrated into the actual work itself, that's very difficult to do in large group instruction. And it's absolutely easy to do if it's one-on-one. So if training is an important component of your client's concerns, Safety one-on-one OJT intervention is by far superior. It saves them money, it saves them time, and it really gets the information to the employee and enables the trainer, who is the actual crew leader or supervisor, to re-engage subsequent to that training to reinforce the lessons. Safety one-on-one training is the absolute best way to train in safety, and it's built into the short form program, and it works.